Rossfield in the morning.
It's Monday morning, and as usual, at around about 8:10, we turn our attention to Hot Cares.
Correct.
Which is what this radio station is all about. Mm-hmm. And on the line this morning is Megan Brewer, from an organization called Healing Wings. Morning, Meg.
How are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Megan, tell us, before we get into the specifics here, tell us a bit about Healing Wings itself.
Sure. Healing Wings is a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center. We are situated out near Nelspruit, Tudwala specifically. We have a youth center and an adult center, obviously. I work at the youth center. I'm going to tell you a bit about the youth center. We have a school. We take in kids ages 12 through to 21, depending on where they are in schooling. We're the only facility of its kind in South Africa, which is really, really cool. We're a long-term program, which is different to most rehabs, with a minimum being 6 months for adults, 9 months for youth. It's an awesome place. We're a faith-based program. So,
Megan, I mean, are the levels of drug and alcohol addiction amongst teenagers that high that you need to have centers like yours?
So we will mostly have a 50%, 50-50 ratio of addicts and behavioral cases. So there is a high rate of addiction in teenagers, but there is also more commonly behavioral issues, so self-harm, those sorts of things. So that is the more common problem in the youth.
Okay, let's now dig down into this Mankele Trust community. You guys have been working with them for how long now, Megan?
So I've personally been working with them for about 2.5 years. Our relationship with them runs a lot longer than that. Community outreach has always been at the heart of Healing Wings. This Mankele Trust community, I would say 5+ years we've been working with them. The kids specifically has been since I've come aboard for about 2-3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of the outreach projects that you have with them is this Siza Umphakathi outreach project. Tell us a bit more about Siza Umphakathi.
It's basically our weekly outreach with them. We go twice a week. We aim to provide a meal on a Monday and a Wednesday. And then we do our bigger events. So the one specifically that we're focusing on right now is our Christmas event, where we go out and we get these kids gathered. We have approximately 130 kids. We get them gathered. We have their families coming out. And we aim to provide each kid with a present, a care package, where we like to have some essentials in there, some toys, some schooling stuff. So we obviously reach out quite a bit for help with these care packages, these presents for the kids. But we've established a personal relationship with each kid. It's really cool. It's an awesome thing to be a part of.
So I mean, you're not just looking for like presents and that. You're looking for a whole range of stuff: toothbrushes, toothpaste, feminine hygiene products, clothing, underwear, baby formula, school supplies, all that sort of stuff.
Exactly that. These kids have almost nothing. I mean, when we go and we see them, we obviously get to see their living arrangements, and it's quite hectic. They don't have water. They often don't have electricity. They have to walk quite a while to get to water, which is that's really sad. It's really, really sad. So it's an honor to be able to help them and be able to get to know them, which is what we're doing. Yeah.
I see your website is www.healingwings.co.za, but if people want to get hold of you directly and assist in any way here, I'm just thinking of people. I know that you're based in the Nelspruit area, but there are a fair amount of Joburg-based and northern suburbs-based businesses who would have branches in Nelspruit now. Because, I mean, you drive through Nelspruit now, you've got every store that you have in Joburg as well. I mean, the rate at which that town has blossomed is scary.
Yeah.
So if there are Joburg-based businesses who have satellites in Nelspruit and would like to be involved in that community, how can they get hold of you directly, Megan? Can you give us an email address or something?
Yes, it's really easy. It's megan@healingwings.co.za.
That's simple. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if there are any people listening or any companies listening who would be interested in assisting here with Healing Wings and particularly with the Sizon Phakathi Outreach Project and the Christmas aspect of that, then we'd ask you to go onto their website, have a look around there, and get hold of Megan at megan@healingwings.co.za.
Yes.
Megan, hot cares, from a hot point of view, is going to be donating 10,000 rand towards the Sizon Phakathi Outreach Program for your December outreach. Okay.
Wow, so that's such amazing.
So we'll be banking that money with you guys. But we would encourage any people who have business interests in Nelspruit, in our listenership area, to please maybe consider engaging with Healing Wings and seeing what you can do for that community and those children over Christmas.
And we'll have all those details up on our website and also on our Facebook page within the hour.
Megan, thank you very much for chatting to us on Hot Cares today.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Megan Brewer, who's a primary counselor at Healing Wings South Africa. That's another edition of Hot Cares. See if you are interested and you are in a position to do something, what you can do. And that's why we do what we do, because we are in a position to do that.
Yep.
And we can do it. And Hot Cares.
Mansfield in the morning.
Hello. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
Driven by Sandown Motors, your Mercedes-Benz partner.
Hot 91.9.